This is CPR News. I'm Haley Sanchez. A long list of Colorado judges are up for re-election in this year's midterms. Voters will decide if 22 judges remain on the bench. Former Colorado Court of Appeals Judge Russell Caporelli says unsure voters can go to knowyourjudge.com to find info on each judge.
And in the survey report, there are 31 topics, essentially, that are rated by people who saw the judge in action, and you can then apply your own judgment.
Most Colorado judges have returned to their jobs in recent years. The EPA will award nearly $3 million to local air monitoring projects across Colorado. That includes a program to track air quality near Bello Romero Academy outside Greeley. Patricia Nelson's son attends the school, which is next door to an oil and gas site.
And we will be able to provide information and more data when we're communicating the need for stricter air quality regulations.
The EPA plans to spend $53 million for similar projects nationwide. The funding comes from federal COVID recovery legislation and the Inflation Reduction Act. Heavy traffic through Denver International Airport has the TSA searching for help ahead of the holiday season. The agency will hold a recruitment drive at the TSA administrative office in Aurora tomorrow from 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. Candidates must bring two forms of federal or state ID with them. New hires will receive a $2,500 bonus, followed by another similar bonus after they complete their first year. You're listening to CPR News.